Scott.
Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance, youth funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
54.
And do you think of yourself, say, male? Female or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your community, a school district, use certain substance. And if you're not sure of any answer, just give you your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, daily, once a week, twice a month, or once or twice a year, or tried it once or twice?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, pot, weed, or concentrated in any form like hash or oil?
Probably once a week.
Once a week, okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Daily.
Daily, okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Here's the first one. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable according with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Say that again.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. I do apologize. It says most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
The other one says using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. The other one says, my community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. We're starting to wrap this up. The following says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 20 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are illegal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Ugh.